So you might recall earlier on this year, we spoke to Ian Lewis from 360 Southwest about his project, which is... Oh, hang on, that's bollocks. You might recall earlier on this year, we spoke to Ian Lewis from 360 Southwest. So I thought I'd come out on a job with him, Ian. We've actually come to my mother's house to do a job for her. First of all, what is 360 Southwest?
Okay, so 360 Southwest, we are the Southwest's virtual tour specialists. So what that means is, I'm sure everybody's seen Google Street View. It's like that, but we go into people's houses, we go into businesses, we create virtual tours for people so they can have a look around stuff from their own home.
So in my mum's case, she's got the house up for sale.
She has.
And how much better in terms of the number of views you get on Google is something like this if you are, say, selling your house?
Okay, so what we've done for your mum this morning won't be on Google. Mm-hmm. It'll be on her estate agent's website. So people can go on there and they can do a virtual viewing in its true sense of the word. So it's not a video walkthrough, which a lot of estate agents have been doing. It's an actual virtual tour, so people can stop in a room, they can look around, they can spend however much time they want looking at a particular subject. If you want to work out where you're going to put your telly in the front room, you can spend a lot longer in the front room rather than be guided around at somebody else's pace.
And of course, with a video, it's stop start, and
yep.
And you can't sort of you can't zoom in on certain areas, can you? You're literally depicted by where they
That's
take
it.
You.
Yeah, you can't look at what you want to look at. You're looking at something you've been directed to.
And particularly in a situation like we're in at the moment with COVID, this has obviously got to be a no-brainer, really, for estate agents, hasn't it?
Yes, massively. So, you know, it will cut down on the amount of work that estate agents have got to do, because they don't need to go out on site. They can just send the link to the virtual tour, and people can do it in their own house, you know, in comfort with them.
So how does it actually work then?
So I go out, I capture a number of photographs, I take it home to my office, and I sit there for hours and I stitch them all together.
Oh, let me get the violins out, mate.
And I make it look lovely and beautiful.
So what we've got here in front of me, obviously I'm going to try and describe this small tripod with what looks like a mobile phone, an old Nokia mobile phone on top of it.
It's a similar size.
That,
no, it's a lot more technical.
That's the cover as well, isn't it?
It is the cover. You're looking at like a little tiny wetsuit. So what we've got, 360 camera on site today, but also I do a lot of work with DSLRs, which I then stitch together. But the 360 cameras in people's houses are great because they're small. So they don't take up as much space as a big tripod with a massive camera on the top. So yeah, today we've used a mixture of 360 cameras and my drone.
I was going to say, you brought the drone with you as well. It's a nice little bit of kit, this, isn't it?
It's a very professional toy.
Yes, of course. Which is fully licensed.
Fully licensed, fully insured. Yeah, I've sat all the relevant exams.
I was going to say, it's not just a case of going out and buying a drone now, is it?
I mean, you can, but... No, if you want to fly commercially, you've got to have a proper license and you've got to do everything by the book.
We've just put the drone away because you've had it up above the house for the last sort of 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
It's a fairly nifty bit of kit, that, isn't it?
Do you know, it's one of my favourite things I own. I absolutely love it, yeah. And just to be able to get that viewpoint somewhere where you wouldn't normally see that angle, it can provide a sort of a lot of value.
And it's changed an awful lot over the years, drones, because that's actually quite a small one.
Yep.
And the controller is something that looks a bit like you would use on your Xbox, and you attach your phone to it.
That's right.
And then the drone and the phone read to each other, and then off you go.
Yeah, so it's all connected as well via GPS. So you can put the drone up in the sky, and it's connected to... Ours was connected to, 18 satellites earlier when we were flying it around. So it's going to hold its position well. It's going to communicate well with the controller. So, yeah, you can see at all times what the drone can see.
And what's the maximum height you can go with these?
So you can go to 120 metres or 400 feet, depending on which way you work in.
Wow, that's pretty heavy. And it's the views that it generates when you're at that height that can, in our case, for example, when you're putting a house up for sale, you can obviously make the house look like it's, well, not make it look, because it actually is.
Yeah, you can show off,
area,
yeah, you? Definitely, and you can show off all the surroundings that are around it as well. So, you know, we're in the middle of greenbelt land up here, so you can show off the surroundings so other people can get a chance to see what their surroundings are going
to look
at.
It just gives people that are looking at buying a house a whole new concept, doesn't it? A whole new view of what they're buying into.
Yeah, like. Very much so, yeah. And it's not something that you see every day. So there's a lot of thrill factor seeing your house from the air.
It was great seeing it all work and in action. Clearly, you're going to be you've been busy through lockdown.
It has been busy, yeah, and it's got busier as well. Sort of with the announcement of second lockdown, people have been panicking to get their stuff on the market, so everybody wants some stuff done now. And obviously, we're going to lose the light and the weather again soon. So yeah, well, let's cram in as much as we can do right now.
Been lucky with the weather today, mind, haven't we?
It's the perfect day for drone flying. There's not a lot of wind about. The sky's really nice and clean. You know, there's a lot of autumn colours around. So yeah, it looks pretty.
Right. So I've listened to the interview on the radio. I quite like the sound of 360 Southwest, the drones, getting you in to take some shots of the house or whatever it is you're going to be using it for. How do we go about that?
So you can go on the website, which is www.360southwest.co.uk. Send me an email, which is hello at 360southwest.co.uk, or give me a ring. My number's on the website and you can find it online.